Welcome to Talk World Radio, a half-hour discussion of politics as if the people mattered. I'm David Swanson. This week on Talk World Radio, we are speaking about what actually killed the dinosaurs. And our guest, Goethe Keller, is a professor of paleontology and geology emeritus in the Department of Geosciences at Princeton University, where she has been a tenured faculty member since 1984. She's placed over 260 scientific publications in international journals and is considered a leading authority on catastrophes, mass extinctions, and the biotic and environmental effects of impacts and volcanism. A frequent lecturer, she regularly receives invitations from academic institutions around the world. In recent years, her work has received increased recognition and continues to make waves in the mainstream media, including TV documentaries and a widely circulated profile in The Atlantic. Goethe Keller, welcome to Talk World Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for what you've been doing for many years and for your new book, which is called The Last Extinction, The Real Science Behind the Death of the Dinosaurs. Maybe we should start with, what is the non-real science? What is it that everybody thinks they know?
Everybody thinks that the mass extinction occurred 66 million years ago now. And it was caused by an impact in Mexico, northeastern Mexico, and that caused the extinction. They never talk about Deccan volcanism, which is the real cause of the extinction. And usually gets simply eliminated. And that has been going on now since 2005.
What happened in 2005?
Well, the discovery that Deccan volcanism was actually the important part. That's what happened. And that's the time when I went to India and decided it's time to look at it.
And what does it mean for people who don't know? What is the volcanism?
Volcanism are the volcanic eruptions that have been going on for over 100,000 years. Well, actually, several 100,000 years before the mass extinction itself. Even
and also a possible cause of other mass extinctions in the history of the planet, right?
Absolutely. Virtually every mass extinction since 5 billion years ago almost, is causing more from Deccan volcanic eruptions than anything else. And it's not always India. India was just that last one. They simply happened year after, well, not year after year, but over a very long time in geologic history.
So not, as people might imagine, the day after a giant meteor struck.
Absolutely not. In fact, I think the good reason for that is that we found out that the meteorite did not strike. In other words, the meteorite striked, but it didn't cause any extinctions. And it was not at 66 million years ago. The meteorite struck 200,000 years earlier.
Just a little bit off. Just 200,000 years off. Pretty close.
Just 200,000 years off. And it made all the difference. Because nothing, not a single species went extinct.
And the theory is that it would have blacked out the sky with dust and debris, as people imagine might happen in a nuclear winter. But if that had happened, everything would have died, not just the dinosaurs, right?
That is exactly correct. And they still believe I call them the impactors,
Yeah.
meaning the ones who really believe and have since 1980 that that's the only cause for the mass extinction. They simply deny that the data is really incorrect.
But some people, I think, suppose that possibly that impact or some other impact we don't even know about or some combination of impacts could have played a part in causing the extinction. What do you say?
Except the data isn't there. I have done so many studies, and we find no extinctions 200,000 years ago. We know that the data is there. I have plenty of it, and we have essentially the entire record, which I will reveal probably in the next couple of years. Of the actual science that the impactors still don't accept.
And the impact theory, it's not centuries old. It's only goes back to what, 1980? How did it?
1980. 1980 was the time when Luis Alvarez, the Nobel Prize winner, physicist, and his son Walter, who was a geologist, and Luis Alvarez believed that there was this impact, even though nobody knew about an impact at that point, and nobody had any clue about it. But it was all that was needed. And ever since then, that is the theory. Believe it or not, that is what they believe.
But typically, when someone proposes an incredible new theory, especially the world being dramatically altered by a giant rock from outer space, it has to be considered and tested and different theories weighed and the evidence examined. This very, very quickly became established common knowledge, right? How did that happen?
Within 1 year,
Within 1 year.
nobody else was allowed to even say anything else.
Allowed by who?
Well, Luis Alvarez was a very strong guy, and so were a lot of other people from science, which is essentially promoted by that.
Science, the
And
journal, Science Magazine. Yeah.
Science magazine still does the same promotion.
And what about NASA and NASA funding?
And they got all the funding. And that was part two. NASA funding was anybody could get the funding as long as it was the impact.
And what about a guy named Ronald Reagan and a thing called Star Wars that was to spend tons of our money protecting us from things from outer space?
Yeah, except he believed in the story at that point. And consequently, that tons of money was diverted to NASA. And that was the real reason why this story became so famous. It's because Luis Alvarez really wanted that.
It's an exciting story. A giant rock hits and suddenly everything dies, except for all the things that don't die. It's more exciting, maybe, than
Yeah.
volcanoes over many, many years. It's why.
Absolutely. It's crazy.
And there wasn't a lot of evidence, and the evidence over the years, as you chronicle in your book, has had a lot of problems. They've had to invent new theories to support the theories, including giant flood theories, right?
Oh yes, but that one was not really considered. The giant flood was not really considered as much because NASA really needed the money at that point.
Right. But
And
the evidence that the impactors claim to have is in places, in layers of the ground that can't be explained easily, right?
yes. Well, at the beginning, they explained it as they essentially explained it as being the iridium anomaly. Iridium is a rare earth element, and you can find it, but except they didn't really know what iridium was at the time. And in my case, first of all, I should tell you, I had studied the dinosaur extinction about 2 years earlier, just after I had gotten my PhD, a
Yeah.
couple of years later. And when the Alvarez story came out, everybody was talking, nobody was believing. But in the end, they had to believe or they had to be kicked out. That's it. So I decided I would no longer study the dinosaur extinction. I would do something completely different for 5 years, and by then everything would blow over. Well, it wasn't that way. 5 years, I got back in. And the whole story was more nonsense than ever. I'm sorry to say that, but it was. And so I started. And within a year, I had a lot of information that I had accumulated but not revealed. And I did some other things, which Luis Alvarez liked. Namely, I had discovered that there were some other impacts, but that was only some 66 million years ago.
So,
Not even
right
66,
timing.
about 6 million years ago. And then I had written the paper for Science, and yes, they loved it. That's the
Because
first
and the
paper I
impact.
ever got.
Because it involved impact that they could misinterpret.
Absolutely. And they thought it was more impacts that they happen all the time. And yes, it does happen a lot. There's no doubt about it. And I found four of them over a very short period of time. And that's what the Alvarez, well, that's what they liked, that I would come on board. Except I didn't. Anyway, that's a long story after that. So.
Well, it's a story that's very well told in this book, The Last Extinction, The Real Science Behind the Death of the Dinosaurs, by our guest Goethe Keller. And Goethe, I think we should tell people who don't know that Luis Alvarez, an actor playing him, can be seen in the recent Oppenheimer film as he goes after Oppenheimer as part of the Red Scare. I mean, this was not a guy who was a nice guy. It also was not a guy who was an expert in your field, right?
Absolutely zero.
Zero
He
expertise.
didn't know, he didn't have a clue. But he agreed with every, well, I wouldn't say, he agreed with ever what he wanted to do.
And somehow he became the authority on what happened to the dinosaurs.
There was never any authority. The dinosaur experts had bowed out of it in the first couple of years because for them, what he was doing and telling was total nonsense. And so they seem, and he had made, well, he called them all kinds of names, how stupid and so on. And so actually all the dinosaur experts ended. They did their own thing, and they simply ignored anything that Luis Alvarez and his group did.
There was, I'm here in Virginia near the University of Virginia where I used to be a student. And so we like to think nothing useful can come out of Virginia Tech. But in your book, there's a man named Dewey McLean who was at Virginia Tech. What did he do?
Well, he is a very interesting man. In fact, he was a student at Stanford when I was still a student at Stanford. And I met him th from there once. And I thought he was a very serious fellow. And I asked him some questions about extinctions, which he liked a lot. And he worked for Tech and Volcanism. In other words, he never went to India, but he knew a lot about it. And well, to make a short story fast, basically Alvarez destroyed him very quickly because Deccan Volcanism and Dewey McLean were asking that, in fact, we are looking not just at Deccan Volcanism, but also at climate change, even early on. And consequently, he absolutely destroyed the guy,
This is even
including.
before 1980, right? That Dewey McLean was warning this could be an example to us. We could be facing climate change danger, right?
Exactly. He told me that right at the Stanford coffee house in those days.
This is in the 1970s.
In the 1970s and to 80, yes.
Yes,
He
maybe.
was an amazing guy, but he really destroyed the man.
He contacted the administration at his university and harmed his career.
Exactly. And everyone was believing that, well, basically everyone seemed to believe that they had to agree with what am I saying?
With Luis Alvarez.
That they had agreed with Luis Alvarez, right?
And instead of with the need to be concerned with climate change, to pay attention to the fantastic, exciting Star Wars stories. There was even
Yes.
a theory called the Dark Star or the Nemesis. What was that?
Nemesis. Oh my God. Yes, I got into that. No, it was the time when I had revealed that there are multiple impacts. And that was not for the mass extinction time. It was some other time, or much later time. And then yes, it was pretty. It was a total fantasy. I remember I was there, I was invited to this meeting with Luis Alvarez. And I was the only woman. And then there were the big guys. And there were only a room full of the big, really big guys. Nobody would say a word, actually. And then there was Luis Alvarez. And he introduced me as the new star. I would tell them what really happened at this other extinction. And so I corrected and I said, it's not just another extinction. And all sorts of things which I was, well, shall we say, some people were telling me afterwards that I shouldn't be saying things in front of Luis Alvarez unless Alvarez agrees with it.
Because there will be consequences.
Exactly.
Well.
And I told him that told this guy who was actually one of the big ones from Chicago and who died later. And he got it all wrong because he essentially had gone all the way over to Alvarez stories.
And what do experts think now? I mean, is there any sort of consensus? Is there this big divide? And do honest, sincere people believe the impact story based on the data, or is it all bowing to authority and trying to get grants and so forth?
The grants were always free from NASA. As long as NASA supported it, you had all the money you wanted. If you were not on that side, you didn't get any money. Period. And so much of the impactors, well, the impactors got all the money for all the everywhere. While the rest of them couldn't not even get any money, but also they couldn't publish because Science magazine and Luis Alvarez, they basically controlled it all.
And is that still the case today, or is nobody really doing this research and publishing today?
They're still doing it, but not to the extent that NASA did before. I think that part, I don't know. I know they're still publishing, and it's still exactly the same story. It hasn't changed. Nothing changes for them.
But how is the layman, how are layperson, how is someone like myself, who is not an expert in this field, supposed to know when all these people say this and these other people say that? How am I supposed to choose?
Well, because mostly it was simply the impactors would say, this is the real story. That's it. I was the only one who was against it. And that's simply because there were no other people who dared to say anything. And I'm a Swiss mountain goat, literally. So I grew up as a farm girl. So I was the one who simply did what I believed and where the science went to. And I did a huge amount of science in order to prove umpteen time in every which way what really happened.
We have Goethe Keller, we have just a few minutes left. Is there evidence you'd like to see come out in the coming years? Is there something that could be discovered that would provide more evidence?
Absolutely. It's right on the way.
What you already have to publish.
Yeah, it's already coming. Yes. And it is actually all the stories that the impactors were telling about Mexico were completely false. And that's what will come out.
And do you expect that to persuade a lot of people?
Well, there is no other evidence. You need evidence, and we have worked on this evidence for, well, during COVID time and since. We have it now in so many forms, and that's it. It will be, in other words, yes, the mass extinction did exist, but it was the mass extinction of the sixth. In other words, our world is going to die, it seems.
And that will
Because,
equal sixth if you count five extinctions.
exactly, and that will be the sixth. And it is worse than anything else, because climate warming has become so dangerous now that we don't really know where we are going, but we know things are being or coming, becoming very, very different, and we don't know what climate change will end.
Well, on that important note, as we're out of minutes, I cannot recommend strongly enough that you get this book, The Last Extinction, The Real Science Behind the Death of the Dinosaurs, which includes documentation of early warnings about the climate, by our guest, Goethe Keller. Goethe, thank you very, very much for what you're doing and for coming on Talk World Radio.
Thank you. It was fun.
This is Talk World Radio. I'm David Swanson. Take action at rootsaction.org. Help end war at worldbeyondwar.org. Read or listen to today's Peace Almanac entry at peacealmanac.org. All past shows can be heard at talkworldradio.org. Talk World Radio is produced in Charlottesville, Virginia, and syndicated by Pacifica Network. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way.